I will read a few comments about Gaza Corner. I remember, this is from Jim Haber. I remember the early days of Gaza Corner. I was convinced that someone was going to complain and get Tangents canceled. Well, let me just butt in right there. We did have a major complaint. In fact, it went all the way to the San Francisco Unified School District, and the board had my back, and so did the general manager at that time. Jim Haber goes on to say that KLW has stood by. It is a great reason to support the station as a whole. The expansion of Gaza Corner to include important stories from the greater Middle East offers profound context to your listeners. The links and the website make it a legacy. Thank you for thinking to do Gaza Corner and to break the information siege as we work to break the stranglehold on truth and on Palestinians who really just want to live. Like most oppressed people, they are much more interested in getting on with living than they are interested in vengeance. I think that is borne out in your Gaza Corner reporting, too. Thank you, Dory. Thank you, KALW. Free Palestine, free Judaism from the stranglehold of Zionism, free Christianity from Christian Zionism, too! Exclamation point, Jim Haber. From Esther Lerman, as unique as Tangents is, even more unique is Gaza Corner, unique and so in tune with both the audience you have and much of the Bay Area audience we presume you are trying beyond that to reach, Esther Lerman. Uncompromising and clear-eyed as to the plight of Palestinians and the numerous Israeli crimes. The comment from Dave Keenan and Alice Mosley. From Ralph Benson, the Gaza Corner portion of Tangents offers a responsible point of view that is simply not available elsewhere. It's a great service. From Jeanette Kuhl, longtime tangential supporter and listener of KALW, Tangents is innovative music curation, a program of substance with a great listening audience and a very creative host, Dory Stein. Gaza Corner is an excellent part of the Saturday night program that educates listeners about Palestinian culture, the music from the area, and keeps everyone abreast of what is happening in Palestine as a result of a most brutal occupation of the indigenous people by the Jewish State of Israel that is supported by the USA to the tune of $3.8 billion annually, which is about $420,000 an hour, exclamation point. Gaza Corner is one of the few places that respectfully considers Palestine, the history, current events, and connects us with the people and culture, giving us a chance to, quote-unquote, know Palestine through a true cultural narrative. What a dynamic listening experience. We not only love Tangents, but really need a program of this caliber. Thank you, Dory, for all that you do. Here's a pretty cool comment from Paul Ann Sternberg. What it's like to be a tangential in Dory Stein's world, sometimes it's a pain in the butt. Because Dory doesn't let you get too comfortable in any particular ideological or geographical niche. Gaza Corner has such a nice, cozy sound to it. A corner is like a nook to curl up and to escape the slings and arrows of the real world. Recently, I sent Dory a piece called A Prayer to Ukraine that had been read as a part of a Shabbat meditation service I had attended. It's easy and comfortable to pray for Ukraine right now. The line between bad guys and good guys seems very clear. And the Ukrainian people we see on TV are truly awesome. What response did I get from Dory about A Prayer for Ukraine? Quoting Dory, I wonder if this congregation's leader has been moved to dedicate prayers to other peoples in recent times who have faced barbaric invasions. The world seems far less interested in the plight of Syrians and those devastated by U.S. invasions, as in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also U.S. culpability in Yemen, Palestine, and the list goes on, unquote. Resuming with Paul Ann, those were my words, but Dory wasn't discounting the pain and sorrow and courage of the Ukrainians, quite the opposite. He had just devoted a big chunk of a Tangents program to Ukrainian music and culture, but it's the power of Gaza Corner that Dory will not let us rest in that cozy prayer for just one country that's easy to pray for, Nook. He's committed to forcing us in an informed and loving way to expand our awareness to the usually unseen and unheard world of the peoples of the Middle East and beyond, those who don't look like us. Gaza Corner, an always eye-opening, mind-expanding, compassion-inducing, community-building university of the air, and also sometimes an uncomfortable but necessary pain in the butt. Paul Ann Sternberg of San Francisco. Also, I would like to thank Carol Masterson. She says, best show ever. Thanks to you for the best radio show ever. I always look forward to Saturday nights for great music and Gaza Corner. The best music not heard elsewhere and Gaza Corner for the news not heard elsewhere. I plan to continue my support of KALW for the Saturday music shows. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Carol. And just a few more from Sherry Sawyer. I am so grateful for your show. Your words, music, and Gaza Corner lifted my spirits during the worst of the pandemic. I know Tangents is a lifeline to me and other listeners around the world. I will make a donation to KALW soon. Please continue to be blessed by the spirit of the music and our common humanity. Blessings, Sherry Sawyer. And from Don Altadena Willenberg and Carol Betancourt, as unique as Tangents is, even more unique is Gaza Corner. Unique and so in tune with both the audience you have and much of the Bay Area audience. And Mark Jacobs from Vancouver, used to live in the Bay Area. Gaza Corner is simply the best. Al Hall says, thanks for continuing with the Gaza Corner segment live over the radio. And Lance Mellon, your show and commentary on the Palestine situation is such a wonderful San Francisco institution. Please keep speaking out and give them hell. From Camille Jibril, I'm an African-American listener to Tangents for a long time. I agree with your position on Israel-Palestine and appreciate the music you curate and the Gaza Report. And let's do two anonymous and we'll shut it down at that point. To whom it may concern, I am devastated about the cutbacks of some of my favorite radio programs. I've been a faithful Tangents Radio Gaza Corner listener who gains knowledge and information that I never hear anywhere except when I traveled to East Jerusalem and toured the West Bank with Dr. Clay Carson and Stanford's Martin Luther King Papers Project in 2011, where I witnessed these kinds of things for myself. I appreciate your good work, beautiful music, and bravery. Thank you again for your work, Anonymous. And the last one, Saturday night's programming of Dory Stein's Tangents and Gaza Corner has music and information about Naswa artists not heard elsewhere and weaves in honest-to-God real information about the horrific conditions in which Palestinian men, women, and children live with every single day. The U.S. sends millions upon millions of dollars to Israel, both from American Jews and their organizations and the federal government. Most Americans have no idea what is going on there because it is not reported at all or reported fairly, and that is also anonymous. Some comments about Gaza Corner, and I always read them when it is a membership campaign. And if you aren't that familiar with Gaza Corner or not at all, you can always go to tangents.com. And in the left-hand column, there's a link to the Gaza Corner archive.